Karl Rove on the University of Pittsburgh campus tonight, speaking to students at the invitation of Dr. Gordon Mitchell, who's on the live line with us right now. He's an associate professor of communication at the University of Pittsburgh, teaches a number of rhetoric courses, including Cold War rhetoric in that capacity. Karl Rove will be speaking to the students. Good morning, Dr. Mitchell. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Hey, BJ, how are you?
Fine. There's a quote in the paper today from Karl Rove saying, "I always get the occasional lunatic ranting and raving." Have you covered for that? Do you have any lunatics showing up tonight?
Well, I didn't invite him.
I thought you did.
No, the Pitt Program Council has a lecture series. It just so happens that the director of the lecture series is an undergraduate student who's in my course, my Cold War rhetoric course.
Okay.
So the lecture is later on in the evening at 8:30, and then he's going to come and meet a special session of my class earlier in the afternoon.
Okay. What do you expect? Let me ask you this. Give us a brief description of how you prepared your students for Karl Rove's visit.
They researched the Cold War history, speeches during the Cold War, and then the current Bush administration's attempt to use the Cold War as a point of reference to understand the war on terror. Then they developed questions in six groups, taped the questions, and they're going to show the questions and then ask follow-ups for Karl Rove during the course meeting.
So how do you suppose Rove is going to handle this? What specifically do you suppose he'll be talking about?
Well, we're going to talk about, for example, NSC 68, the blueprint for the victory in the Cold War, compared to the National Security Strategy of 2002, the Bush administration's blueprint for victory in the War on Terror. We'll talk a lot about Iran, the Bush Presidential Library. You can actually see the questions if you go on YouTube and type in Cold War rhetoric, all one word. We've got them archived up there.
Okay. Is Rove going to feel the heat tonight, do you think?
Tonight during the lecture?
Yeah.
Well, he's going to get some smart questions because I think we've got a talented and intelligent undergraduate student body. He's very capable and an able speaker. If you've seen him, for example, at the Aspen Ideas Festival, went into left-leaning Clinton country and really charmed the audience. So he has a gift with words. He's not just a turd blossom. He's also got a silver tongue.
Okay. He's not just what?
The president. That's President Bush's nickname for him, turd blossom. Have you heard that?
I have heard it, but I don't know the derivation of it, how it came to be.
I'm not so sure either. He also calls him the architect and boy genius, so, I've got to be even-handed there and mention that as well.
Turd blossom? It doesn't sound very complimentary.
It doesn't, no.
Well, now, you've written a book, co-written a book that is not very complimentary, in fact, is very critical of the Bush administration in its lead-up to the Iraq War. How does that play into what's happening tonight?
Well, the students actually wrote these the questions for the course visit, and I don't have any role in the lecture. I'm just going to be in the audience.
I guess I'm just wondering if maybe you influenced them somehow in coming up with ideas for the questions.
The students came up with the questions there, and I helped them with the video editing a little bit. But you'll see if you go on YouTube. I did write the book under the auspices of the Ridgway Center for International Security Studies.
Right.
And for folks that want to watch the reaction to the questions and Rove's answers, they can log on to securitysweepblog.org. That's the Ridgway Center weblog, where we'll have the questions up there. And the students are going to be invited to actually reflect on Rove's answers. So your listeners can also log on there and contribute questions.
Okay, and that'll be starting when?
Probably early tomorrow morning. I hope that we get all the material up there.
Okay, great. Yeah, we'll look at that. Well, listen, thanks a lot for talking with us, and good luck. Have fun.
My pleasure, PJ.
Dr. Gordon Mitchell on the live line, associate professor of communication at the University of Pittsburgh, talking about Karl Rove on the Pitt campus tonight.